Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 865, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet, and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. And again, a big thanks to those of you that have already sent me a question. If I haven't answered it yet, I promise I will get to it. In fact, I think I'm due for another speed round episode. I'll have to put one together before the end of this year. So definitely stay tuned for that one. All right, let's get to today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm 61, and I have a problem keeping weight off. I can lose it pretty quick with diet pills, but once I get it off, then I gain it all back. So I'm wondering what Dan thinks about acupuncture and Reiki or hypnosis, if he has any opinions on using those things to learn to train my subconscious to keep the weight off. I'm willing to try it if he thinks any of those are worthwhile. And actually, I'm interested to know his take on Reiki and acupuncture in general. So thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you for your question, Sandy. It's great to hear that you've had success with weight loss in the past. Now, I know that losing the weight initially isn't always the biggest challenge. It's keeping it off that gives us the most trouble. You mentioned that you wanted to know whether acupuncture, Reiki, and hypnosis have been shown to help folks keep those pounds from creeping back on. So, let's find out. Now, I'll start with acupuncture. Now, acupuncture has been around for a long, long time. The practice of acupuncture involves the insertion of needles at specific points on the body with the goal of promoting optimal health. Acupuncture can be a helpful treatment for many conditions and has actually been studied really thoroughly for a number of different illnesses. Now, some of these published studies did look at the relationship between acupuncture and weight loss. In fact, I did happen to find a meta-analysis that was published last year. I like looking at meta-analyses because these types of studies basically collect a bunch of other published research and then looks at them as a whole. We often hear how one study found a particular treatment that might be helpful, but then another one says the complete opposite. Meta-analyses can help us make sense of these conflicting results. So a meta-analysis, when performed well, is considered one of the best ways to evaluate research. Now, the authors of this particular article found that acupuncture alone was not all that helpful for weight management. They did admit, though, that studying acupuncture is challenging. This is because there are so many different ways acupuncture is practiced. This makes it hard to make definitive conclusions. Some studies are finding that acupuncture, when used with other lifestyle interventions, like watching your calorie intake and regular exercise, may help. But here again, we still don't really know if it's the acupuncture that's helping or watching your calories and exercising regularly that's really doing the trick. So here's the thing. If receiving acupuncture isn't causing you any harm, then feel free to try it out and stick with it. If you like it, and again, it's not causing any harm and it helps you feel better, just stick with it. Just be sure to find a reputable acupuncturist. Now, acupuncturist licensure is regulated at the state level here in the U.S. In the state of California, where I am, we have a State of California Acupuncture Board. So you would want to make sure that your acupuncturist is licensed within your state. Also, some health insurance plans will cover all or some of the costs of seeing an acupuncturist. Definitely call the office in advance to see which insurance plans they take, if any, and what your out-of-pocket costs might be. Next up, Reiki and hypnosis. I'll start with Reiki first. Now, Reiki is often associated with Eastern traditions and has supposedly been around for over 2,000 years to treat various conditions. The person practicing Reiki usually has the client lie down in front of them and using a very soft touch or no touch at all, instead the hands are held just above the body, the practitioner uses vibrational energy to help relieve the patient's symptoms or heal them completely. Now, Reiki has been studied as a treatment for anxiety, depression, and pain relief, but I actually couldn't find any studies looking at whether it helps with weight management. This was the same issue, believe it or not, with hypnosis. Now, hypnosis usually involves a practitioner guiding the patient into a state of relaxation or highly focused attention or highly focused concentration. By doing this, the goal with hypnosis is to have the patient reach a trance-like state so that all of the person's attention is focused on a specific task, like reducing smoking or overeating behaviors. The trouble is, I could only find one or two studies that were published like over 20 years ago looking at whether hypnosis was helpful for managing body weight. So here's the deal. I am willing to be more lenient here because both Reiki and hypnosis are unlikely to cause harm. So why am I so okay with recommending things that haven't been studied, you may ask? Aren't I such a stickler when it comes to looking at the research? In other episodes, I've been really careful about having well-designed studies to back up my recommendations. So what gives here? Well, here, because there's a very low risk for harm, I can be more lenient. But let's say you listen to an episode where I talk about like working out on an empty stomach, and I talk about how we don't have quality research to support this idea. Well, that's because the consequences of working out on an empty stomach can be pretty severe. Someone could develop low blood sugar and pass out during their workout. If they do this while they are swimming and pass out in a pool, that's really dangerous. So here, with therapies like Reiki or hypnosis or even acupuncture, these are unlikely to cause any harm, so I can be more flexible. So the bottom line is, it's worth a try. Just be sure you find a licensed practitioner. Do your research first. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for the question, Sandy. And now we're always accepting more questions for the Friday Q&A. It makes me super happy to listen to and respond to your questions. Sandy, you're going to be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And you can too if you send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Or you can call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. optimalhealthdaily.com. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much, as always, for listening. Thank you for your continued support. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, a holiday weekend for those of you in the U.S., and I will still see you back here on Monday, where optimal life awaits.